grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. One last segment. One fine co-devil, Harvey K. Harvey, appreciate you coming around today. And I'm going to let you set the topic for this last segment. My friend, you talked about what the Democratic Party of the great state of Wisconsin. Ben Wickler is the chair. What's your advice for Ben?
Okay. My advice for Ben is as soon as possible, Ben Wickler and the Democratic leadership needs to embrace the plan, the project, the bill, okay, that Representative Francesca Hong of Madison and Representative Christina Shelton of Green Bay advanced during this past year. They put together, inspired by the Franklin Roosevelt idea of an economic bill of rights for all Americans, they put together with encouragement, I confess, from myself and from people like John Nichols and others, they put together a Wisconsin Economic Justice Bill of Rights. It's there online. And they introduced it to the two caucuses in the House and the Senate. And by most accounts, it has been warmly received. What the Democrats need to do is get that idea, that project out as broadly and as widely as possible. Let Wisconsin once again be the place, the incubator, okay, of social justice, of economic rights that it was for so much of the 20th century. Now, this is important because 20 years ago, I pushed this idea with my friend, my state senator, Dave Hansen, who thought it a great idea, but it somehow just never found its way into the conversation of the Democratic Party. But now with these two freshman representatives, Francesca Hong of Madison and Christina Shelton of Green Bay, there is on the table a Wisconsin Economic Justice Bill of Rights. And I can't emphasize enough that however wide this message goes, here in Wisconsin, contact your local representatives and state senators and let them know that you want to know more about the Wisconsin Economic Justice Bill of Rights. Let them know that you want Wisconsin to once again become the incubator of great progressive social change. And this is the way to do it.
But Harvey, you know, here in the state of Wisconsin, liberals, Democrats are in legislative minorities. Stuff goes here to die, Harvey. You'll be lucky if you get a committee hearing, Harvey. So tell me how, no matter how inspired the plan of the Democrats, how does it ever get a fair hearing, sir?
How about this? What I used to tell Dave Hansen was, if you're not in power, you have to be imaginative. You have to project a vision. Let people know that the way things are is not the way they have to be, because frankly, most people don't like the way things are. So what the Democrats need to do is they need to carry a message to the people of Wisconsin. Give them a reason to believe that it's worth shifting their votes in future elections to Democrats. Let them know that the Democratic Party is not the party of the 1970s and 80s and 90s or even 2000s. It is the party of the 21st century. And for the future of Wisconsin, we need that kind of progressive action. Look, a Wisconsin Economic Justice Bill of Rights, a guarantee of a job, a guarantee of economic security, raising the minimum wage. I mean, making the University of Wisconsin, which was always as a system, the greatest university system, not only in the country, but the world, and has been reduced under the Republicans to scratching to hold on to things. I mean, this is a great state. I came to this state back in 1978, absolutely overjoyed at the idea that I would join the University of Wisconsin system faculty. And over the many years, I was always proud of this state. And I remain proud of the state in many ways, but what I remain proud of is often what happened in the past. And it's time that we start writing the future history. And I want to emphasize, Representative Francesca Hong, Representative Christina Shelton from Madison and from Green Bay, have literally advanced the vision that the Democrats must embrace. If Ben Wickler's listening to this, and Ben knows who I am, it goes back some time, Ben, wake up, get that Wisconsin Economic Justice Bill of Rights out into the public realm. Let citizens hear about it. Let them push the Democrats to push and push and win elections.
Well, Harvey, Ben's figured out how to raise boatloads of money. Isn't that enough? Can't the Democrats win the money war?
No, no. We want the people, not just the money. We want the votes. We want to make things. We don't want to have to answer, okay, to people with deep pockets. We want to answer to working class citizens.
Harvey, are you perhaps being a little optimistic? I mean, you know, here in the state of Wisconsin, again, you're not going to have multiple legislative achievements, not as a Democratic Party, not even with the best of maps proposed by the governor. It's still going to be a legislative minority for the Dems. So here's my question, Harvey. I mean, the Republicans basically have got us so cooked in the corner that they only govern when they control the levers of power. And when Democrats have power, they basically shut down the governance and they stop governing the state of Wisconsin. And yet we seemingly reward them for their intransigence. And now with the gerrymandered maps, Harvey, it's hard to see any other outcome, at least on the legislative side. So next year is coming, man. It's nearly around the corner. Big election year. Read the tea leaves. Tell me, Tony Evers, will he get reelected? And Ron Johnson, while we're at it, how do you think Ron will do?
I think Ron Johnson can be defeated. Okay. I have my preference as to who I'd like to see defeat him. But I want to make it clear. I think that the Evers reelection campaign might need some real revving up. And let's face it, Tony Evers is a good guy, but he's not a dynamic figure. What will make his victory possible is for Democrats to embrace a vision of what the state could once again be. And that's why I'm pushing the Wisconsin Economic Justice Bill of Rights, Crute. I'm not kidding. If you don't have the dynamic leader, have the dynamic vision.
Is legalized marijuana somewhere in that dynamic vision you have for this state of Wisconsin, Harvey?
That's, you know, it's funny. It's funny. Today I was reminded, because somebody else asked me about that, I was reminded that back in 1932, this is a little tangential, but I want to tell the story. In 1932, rich people, the richest people in America, were willing to go with FDR because they believed that he would bring an end to prohibition. He did bring an end to prohibition, but he went much further. He literally transformed America with his Democratic New Dealers. Well, legalize marijuana, sure, but don't make that the end all and be all of what a Democratic Party victory might involve.
What would be the end all be all here in the state of Wisconsin, at least? Harvey?
Well, for a start, the recovery of working class right to organize and bargain collectively. Make this a state that it once was, with a proud, strong labor movement, not a labor movement that has been not a labor movement that's under siege, that is literally stripped of its collective bargaining rights, especially in the public sector.
Harvey, if Tony Evers is not the dynamic candidate to carry forth the dynamic policy that you think the Democrats need to have a fighting chance, well, who provides that leadership? Does that come from Tammy Baldwin, the eventual senatorial nominee? Who's leading the charge if it ain't Tony, sir?
You've stumped me.
Uh-oh.
Come on,
I'm not supposed to ever stump you, Harvey. You stumped me.
Well, look, I'm up here in Green Bay. My feeling is Tony Evers is a good governor. He's a good man. I just don't believe he's dynamic, but he's what we've got. And what we need to do is build the program around him, okay? Tammy Baldwin, great, progressive, but it's hard to see a senator leading the charge for state office elections.
Are we waiting for La Follette? The Secretary of State's going to lead us to the promised land?
What we need is... Aaron Rodgers embarrassed me no end by his behavior on the vaccine. Let him redeem himself. Let him come out of the political closet and let him make it clear that Wisconsin can be great again by going left.
My fear is he would endorse Rebecca Clayfish. Harvey
K. No, I think his fiance would disown him.
Perhaps.
She was a solid Bernie person, I understand.
Well, you know, I used to think was a reasonable guy and a good quarterback.
Yeah, I just right?
think the latter. Harvey K, yeah. A great guest, a great co-devil. Thank you so much, Harvey.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Merry Talk Christmas. Happy holidays. We'll
happy
do it again live tomorrow.
I did what I came to do.
I think he made clear yesterday that he does not want them to live on the earth anymore.
Let's go, Brandon. I agree. Yeah.